Voter apathy. That would be voter indifference to candidates for elections and the issues of those elections. Voter apathy is the cardinal sin of any American citizen, anyone. Voter apathy means that you do not intend to vote. It seems inconceivable to me that any American could be indifferent to candidates and issues in this critical day and age. I hope you're not one of them, and I hope you intend to vote. Apathy is a lack of concern, not really caring about candidates and issues, or America for that matter, even enough to vote. How can any American citizen not care enough about this great country not to vote? How is that possible? Not to vote, again, is a cardinal dereliction of duty and privilege. Duty to do your part as citizen of this great country. It is our duty, yours and mine, to vote and be involved in the election process, my fellow Americans. Citizenship in this great country does not allow us to be apathetic. To be apathetic results in an indifference to education and information. It is the duty, in my opinion, of every citizen to study the platforms of the political parties and study them carefully. It is easy enough in the day of the internet to vet the candidates. You can do that readily. You can get all of the information you want about those who want to represent you. You can learn about the individuals with full biographical information, their background, experience, and the strength of character which motivates them to run for office and consequently represent you. Study the men and women who will make decisions for our lives most carefully. Most importantly, these candidates should be persons of the highest integrity and the highest morality and the highest values. You can find out if they are. Perhaps the character and the moral and spiritual background of the candidate are the most important part of the political person. I think so. Right decisions come from the very right character of the right candidate. You can tell whether a person is purposeful or political. Vote for the candidate whom you think has the very best character, one who is the most honest, and who will be consistent in office and honor the election promises. We need straight-thinking and communicating politicians today, now more than ever. And learn the issues, my fellow Americans. Again, the internet is of great value. If your philosophy is Republican and conservative, there are any number of organizations which publish vast amounts of current and relevant information about both issues and candidates. Learn those issues. And if you are Democrat and liberal, the very same organizations exist with respect to those political and philosophic points of view. You can get all of the information you want on your own. Or you can get even more and perhaps better, more thorough as such, from the organizations which represent these political points of view. Learn the issues. It is our duty, we the American people, to know these issues and to vote accordingly. By the way, are you registered and ready to vote? I pray so. Take the initiative, my fellow Americans. Do something. Do anything political. Participate in discussions, even if you only listen. Attend meetings where candidates are involved in person. You can meet the candidates. You can sense their character and personality. You can listen to them articulate and communicate their views and the issues about which they care. You can ask questions if you wish, and you can make certain that candidates are challenged. You can encourage others to do that, or you can do it yourself. But you need to be involved somehow. Some way. You need to do something. And there are rallies and events. There are special sessions and dinners and community gatherings where candidates appear. Go to them. Go. Many citizens have said that to do something for the first time, anything, is energizing. Perhaps a little intimidating at the start, but then energizing. The appearance, the action, whets the political appetite, so that the citizen voter becomes gradually more proactive and more involved. That is exactly what America needs, and that is exactly what you need and what you should do. You at work in the political process. Again, anywhere, anyway, anytime, do something, anything. Let not apathy apathy keep you from being involved. America needs you politically active, and America needs your educated vote. By the way, are you registered and ready to vote? And let not apathy prevent you from sharing your political opinions and points of view with others. Educate others, at least with regard to your points of view and your political philosophy. Let others know for which candidates you will vote. Let them know why. Be able to give a reason for the political beliefs which you hold. Be able to let people, others, know why you are conservative or Republican, and let them know why you are Democrat or liberal if you are. Challenge them to think through the candidates and issues as you have. Beware of those who vote emotionally. That is because of the likability of the candidate or the tradition of voting a certain way. Those voters are not thinkers, and they cannot understand or be involved in the great issues which affect our country. But you can, and you can do that. There is not an American anywhere who cannot verbalize political opinions as they understand and see them, no matter how well educated you are. You know what you believe, and you can express it. One need not be a great public speaker or debater to communicate and influence. If you truly believe in the positions and the points of view and the political philosophies you take, if you truly believe, you will have little trouble expressing those beliefs as you understand them. Perhaps the most effective way is to dialogue and communicate in small numbers, where two or three non-apathetic persons who really care about America are gathered together to think and discuss. Perhaps the most effective communication occurs. It comes from the heart, from passion, and from the love of America, and from the pride and privilege of being an American citizen, with the privilege of voting. Boy, that's energizing, isn't it? Men and women the world over die every day in pursuit of freedom and democracy and the right to vote. All of that is ours without fighting or dying, like in the Middle East. That alone should motivate us to be proactive, to communicate, and to stand up for America. We should be active in these elections because we should want to take on our shoulders doing all we possibly can to build the America as we think it should be. Let not apathy, indifference, lack of concern, let none of that prevent you from becoming reasonably expert in one or more issues. No one. No citizen, not even any politician, can be expert in all of the issues, but everyone, every American, whether lawyer or doctor, plumber or electrician, housewife or father, the young in education and the retired and elderly, any and all can know the critical issues which affect our country and can be reasonably expert in some, at least one. Prioritize those issues and start with the very one which is most important to you and learn everything about that issue. Be ready to give an answer to anyone regarding that issue as to why you believe the way you do. Communicate that concern and passion, something which can be readily done, for words come easily when one really passionately believes. Discussion and debate become argumentation without passion. If, for example, you really believe that abortion is wrong, then you should know the issue of abortion in every way possible so that you can defend your position politically, socially, and spiritually. Those, for example, pro-choice will listen with respect to one pro-life who knows the facts, the real facts, whether change in belief occurs or not. There are, for example, any number of organizations, local, regional, and national, which are against abortion and provide current, relevant, and fully educated information. Get that from them, or get what you need from the Internet. The right information is everywhere. Only apathy, indifference, or laziness would prevent you from knowing what you need to know to express your views intelligently with regard to the political and social issues of greatest concern to you. Don't be apathetic, American voter. By the way, are you registered and ready to vote? Perhaps the greatest failing of any politician is change, compromise, or hypocrisy. They change, they compromise, or they become hypocrites when in office. Once in office and elected for 2, 4, or even 6 years, that politician can do virtually anything, and often without any real accountability. What a shame. We have even witnessed politicians who have changed parties as an extreme form of change, in addition, of course, to constantly changing or compromising the principles upon which they were elected. Hold them accountable. Protest. Protest. Anyone who is running for re-election can be held accountable. They have made promises. They were elected on the basis of a certain philosophy, strength of character, promising to champion certain points of view, no matter the opposition. They have built a record. Is it the right record? Have they done what they've promised? If not, vote them out. Remember, it was those promises they made which motivated us, we the people, to vote for them in the first place. If they haven't held true to their word, vote them out. Challenge their political hypocrisy, their compromise in office. Nothing hurts America more than political compromise. Nothing. We need men and women straight thinking, straight talking, and straight acting. We need politicians who say what they mean and mean what they say. Hardly anyone trusts politicians today. Our Congress has at best a 14% approval rating. That's both House and Senate. Most citizens think all politicians are liars, at least to some extent. Hold those politicians, those compromisers, hold them accountable. Demand the truth, the end of spin and half-truth. Make them say what they mean and do what they say. And if they have not, having been in office and they run for re-election, vote them out. Vote them out. Only the truth will make us free and keep us free. Let not apathy prevent you from voting. By the way, are you registered and ready to vote? Register to vote and register now. You still have time. Make sure you are legally qualified to vote. Take the time proudly as an American citizen to register. Show up in person and do that as a proud American. There are other ways to register, but make sure that you are in fact registered. Otherwise, you can't vote. That again, without laying a guilt trip on you, my fellow Americans, that is your duty. And I think even more importantly, your privilege as an American citizen. You can find out how to register and how the voting process works. You can do that on the internet, or you can make a simple call to a voting office in a county or state, which can provide you with the proper information. So, again, please make certain that you are registered to vote. Let not apathy, indifference, lack of concern, lethargy, withdrawal syndrome prevent you from voting. As an American citizen, it is your duty to vote. It is the ultimate sabotage of citizenship not to vote. There are far too many purists, especially spiritual ones, who think too many things wrong about candidates or their stand on issues, and consequently those purists, those perfectionists, will not vote. Wrong, wrong. But my fellow Americans, there is no such thing as a perfect candidate. There's no such thing. The very best of the candidates are flawed to some extent. No candidate can put forth a perfect profile of positions, a perfect platform of points of view on all of the issues to match your very own. Not possible. We can always find disagreements, whether with the candidate as person or the candidate as political and philosophic on the issues. We can find disagreements, but no matter the imperfections or the disagreements, you still must, in my opinion, vote for the very best candidate who will do the very best job for America. You just can't withdraw because America needs you. You cannot not vote because all things are not perfect. Again, it is your and my duty to vote. Recall that it is estimated that as many as 50% of the eligible adult voters do not even bother to vote. Ah, what sabotage. That is apathy, disdain, indifference, and neglect of duty at the highest levels. A tragedy for America. Perhaps it is our duty to encourage and motivate others to vote in addition to ourselves. Perhaps it is our duty to help them vote, take them to the polls, and otherwise provide them with the quality information needed to make intelligent votes. Perhaps you could help two or three others in the voting process, your family, your friends, your spouses, and the like, so that in addition to your vote, you could help others do their duty for America. Work on that 50% which doesn't vote, the prime examples of the apathetic. So, my fellow Americans, one more rejoinder. America needs your educated vote now more than ever. Learn the issues. Be informed about the candidates who will represent you and me. And vote. And vote right. Vote right at these critical elections Tuesday, November 4, 2014. This great country, your country, my country, our country, needs your vote.